This week from GNC Week in Review, powered by Geek News Central. Sony may announce a foldable phone. Microsoft is announcing a foldable phone. Samsung announces their name for their foldable phone, Galaxy Fold, which begs the question, why? Another data breach this past week, plus the best gifts for PC gamers. It's Friday, December 7th, 2018. My name is Kirk Corliss, and this is episode 5 of the Geek GNC Week in Review podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode, and please be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you can find on the right-hand side column at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, your favorite podcast app, or also on the podcast on TuneIn, Spotify, or Stitcher. Also on the site is where the show notes from each episode is posted every Friday evening. Please get connected with GNC Weekly on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus at GNC Weekly. I'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, feedback, etc. at gncweekly@gmail.com. Okay, let's jump in the tech news and the tech news from geeknewscentral.com from this past week. I mentioned back in the last couple episodes that Samsung is coming out with their own smartphone in 2019, and it will cost around $1,700. Now they are first to trademark the name, oddly enough, Galaxy Fold. And on ubergizmo.com, according to a recently discovered trademark filing spotted by 91 Mobiles, the company has filed for a trademark for a device called the Galaxy Fold. This could be the potential name for the phone, so only time will tell if Galaxy Fold is going to be the name of their foldable device or not. So we're going to stay tuned on that. Excuse me. Meanwhile, you would think that only Samsung is coming out with a foldable phone, and if you did think that, then you are sadly mistaken, as there are rumors suggesting that Microsoft could have a foldable device in the works, codename Andromeda, and in a recently discovered patent by Let's Go Digital, looks like Sony has filed a patent for their own take on a foldable smartphone. Now, patents are concepts, which means that Sony might simply be trying to protect an idea that they have, which they could then license out to the other companies, and it isn't necessarily a guarantee that it'll be made a product. So something tells me that 2019 will be the year of the foldable smartphone. We'll see. In other tech news of the week, over on AndroidCentral.com, Google is rolling out the last batch of security updates for 2018. Google announced on this past Monday, December 3rd, the latest security patch delivers general security patches for some remote and local flaws affecting all Android devices, and also includes a number of updates and fixes specifically targeting Pixel devices. Google said it would address RAM management issues on the Pixel 3 back in early November, and the fix has arrived with the December security update. The update is sent to improve memory performance in certain circumstances, which pertains to issues reported by Pixel 3 users of the phone mismanaging memory for the sake of saving battery power in weird ways, such as randomly killing a music app left running in the background because you launched the camera. I have a Pixel 2, and I got the update a couple days ago. So if you have a Google Pixel, a Pixel 2 or 3, or if you have an Android device other than these devices, you want to make sure that check to see if the update has been pushed to your phone. In other Google news, Chrome 71 has begun rolling out to users, where one of the features of the update is the blocking of abuse of ads, which Google has described, quote, ads or other elements that resent chat apps, warnings, system dialogues, or other notifications that lead to an ad or landing page when clicked. Good on Google. Woohoo! In addition to the blocking of abusive ads, the Chrome 71 update is also expected to introduce billing protection. Woohoo! This feature will display a billing warning screen on websites that don't properly disclose paid subscriptions. And this means that a website is trying to get you to sign up for a paid subscription, without your consent or awareness, this is where the protection is expected to kick in. Again, good on Google with this update for Chrome 71. Chrome 71 has already begun rolling out to desktop users on Windows, Mac, and Linux, and is also expected to make its way onto mobile and Chrome OS in the coming weeks. And finally, wrapping up the Google news with the holidays here, it's the 15th year of Santa's Village, where on the, there's a link on the show notes on Santa's Village with Elf Maker. You can customize an elf from head to toe to make sure they're styling for all the holiday shindigs happening on North Pole this year. You can choose an outfit, accessories, hairstyle, and even facial hair to add some flair to your little friend. The listed of the Santa tracker, Santa will share his location with you on Google Maps, so you can see his travels as he moves across the map. Also in Santa's Village is you can see what how other people all over the world are spending the holidays. You'll see holiday photos from local guides, and you can test your knowledge of holiday traditions with festive quiz powered by Google Earth and Street View. So there's a lot of great, other games, PDFs, videos, that can be found in Santa's Village. And if you want more holiday fun, make sure to ask Google. I'm not going to say it. Hopefully no devices go off. Okay. G, we're Santa, and you can ask to tell a story starting on December 23rd. So all the details are in the link in the show notes for Santa's Village. In Amazon news this week, All right, in Amazon news this week, Amazon Prime is becoming available this week on Comcast X1 platform. Joining other third-party streaming services like Netflix and YouTube. Beyond just having access to the app, that means content on Amazon is now searchable through the XI UI. And with voice commands delivered via its remote. With Verizon announcing that they're coming out with a 5G smartphone, Samsung, both AT&T and Sprint is coming out with a 5G smartphone as well. For AT&T, it will come in 2019, called the Galaxy S10. With Sprint, it's not clear when their 5G smartphone will come out, when exactly in 2019. It's the holiday season, as I mentioned earlier, with Santa's Village. And if you have a gamer in your life, I have a link in the show notes from Engadget.com for the best gifts for PC gamers. And on UberGizmo.com, Microsoft is offering a $50 off Xbox One bundles, and that is in the show notes as well. Also in the show notes from MakeUseOf.com, what is the best router for gaming and what is key when searching for the best router when it comes to internet bandwidth and speed and also latency. There's a long list of routers that I don't want to list them all. It'll take way too long, but you can check them out in the show notes. On Gaming Central Podcast, we want people to save money on tech, and this week is no different. Right now, you can get 3 years of service of $107.55 via Make Use of Deals, and you can save an extra 20% with code VPNSAVE20. So it's all one word, VPNSAVE20. Link will be in the show notes for that. In the meantime, also, who wants to look around a big desktop or a laptop? Well, there's a mini PC for $160, and it's the Fusion C mini PC. The Fusion C is it's perfect for students, business professionals on the go, and everyone in between. It's not much larger than a small cigar box. The Fusion C comes with a built-in Intel quad-core processor, 2 gigs of RAM, and a pre-installed version of Windows 10 so you can easily power through your daily to-dos. It's engineered with flash storage that's up to 15 times faster than regular 5400 RPM hard drives, letting you load your essential files in the flash. This is from CNET.com. Excuse me. Plus the 3 dB Wi-Fi antenna makes connecting. Plus the 3 dB Wi-Fi antenna makes connecting to Wi-Fi a breeze. You can get it on sale and you can save an extra 15%. Details in the show notes. This happened a little close to home to me, as I live in Hamilton, New Jersey, and over in the neighboring town in Robbinsville. This happened on this past Wednesday. It's also in other Amazon news, where 24 Amazon workers, this is at the Amazon fulfillment center, where they have been hospitalized after a robot accidentally tore a can of bear repellent spray in the center. The two dozen workers were treated at five local hospitals. One was in critical condition, while 30 additional workers were treated at the scene. All the workers were expected to be released from the hospital within 24 hours. Again, this happened this past Wednesday evening. The official investigation revealed an automated machine accidentally punctured a 9-ounce bear repellent can, releasing concentrated capsaicin. And capsaicin, and I'm mispronouncing this, I'm sorry, capsaicin. It's the major ingredient in pepper spray. Amazon said in a statement today, this is again on Wednesday, today at our Robbinsville Fulfillment Center, a damaged aerosol can dispensed strong fumes in the contained area of the facility. The safety of our employees is our top priority, and as such, all employees in that area have been relocated to a safe place, and employees experiencing symptoms are being treated on site. As precautions, some employees have been transported to local hospitals for evaluation and treatment. The company said safety of employees is always their top priority. Continuing on their statement, all the impacted employees have been or are expected to be released from hospital within the next 24 hours. The safety of our employees is always our top priority, and a full investigation is already underway. We'd like to thank all the first responders who helped with today's incident. So, and they have a, and I have a link. This is a news article from abcnews.go.com that has the information on it. And also, there's a tweet from the Robbinsville Fire Department that was on the scene. So that's all the information that's on that. So I'm good on, glad to hear everybody's okay and doing well. And my thoughts and, prayers are with everybody that's in all right. Trending this week on GNCWIR over on Twitter, trending where, the hashtag individual one, that's referring to the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and the, Michael Cohen sentencing, and on YouTube, trending this week at number two, with 40 million views is, YouTube Rewind 2018. And I'll have a link of that video in the show notes. On GeekNewsCentral.com, Jen, who is part of the writing team, has a story up about Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, where there was a data breach affecting 100 million users. I never heard of this website. Apparently, Quora is a website where people can go to get answers to whatever random questions that is on their mind. And I just had the story. Let me just check real quick. I had the story up in my browser. And I do not have it, so I'm going to go back to get it. I apologize. I had it loaded on my browser, and for some reason, it didn't. I must have X'd it out by accident. That's not good on me. Okay. Apparently, this was acknowledged. Quora acknowledged this data breach on their blog. It was discovered on November 30th. They said they discovered that some user data was compromised by a third party who gained unauthorized access to one of their systems. Overall, the turnaround time between discovery and data breach and telling user about it was reasonably fast. What was affected by the user that was affected that may have been compromised, account information, example given, such as name, email address, encrypted hash password, data imported from link networks, which when authorized by users, public content and actions, example would be questions, answers, comments, upvotes, non-public content and action, example would be answer requests, downvotes, direct message. The interesting Quora says that questions and answers that were written anonymously are not affected by this breach because they do not store the identities of people who post anonymous content. Quora says the investigation is still ongoing and has apologized for any concern or inconvenience this may cause. Now, if you know that this data breach affected you, Quora is in the process of notifying users whose data has been compromised. So if you were affected, Quora will update you with relevant details in an email. Quora is logging out all Quora users who may have been affected by the data breach. Quora will invalidate the passwords of those who use the password as their identification. They recommend you change your password. So anytime there's a data breach, I think there was a data breach for one of the hotel chains. A week or two ago, I believe. And you have the Equifax data breach. Yahoo, was it last year? I think it was last year or year before. Anytime there's a data breach in any website, always make sure to have a strong password. God forbid something happens like this, always make sure to change your passwords to keep yourself keep yourself secure. Now, besides saving money on the latest tech, the Geek News Central podcast also wants to help to get the most out of your tech, be it help tips with computers, apps, etc., how to get the best router that I just mentioned, and so on. Now, with that in mind, on dumblittleman.com, there is an article titled 5 Myths Small Business Owners Have About Creating Business Websites. Myth number 5, once I create a website, I will get results overnight. Myth number 4, number 5, I'm going to go to number 1. Sorry, a little all over the place. Myth number 1, only e-commerce retailers need a website. Myth number 2, a website is just a luxury and nothing else. Myth number 3, once it's made, it's done. Myth number 4, building website is easy and cheaper as well. And myth number 5, once I create a website, I will get results overnight. So there's a great article on dumblittleman.com creating business websites. And speaking of creating business websites, I'm going to mention a small plug here from geeknewscentral.com and GoDaddy. I'm going to put in the show notes where you can get 1 month free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. There's also great savings on new product purchases with GoDaddy. So I have a link in the show notes under GoDaddy promo codes. So please do check it out. And on episode 2, I talked about a man who wanted to change his age on the Tinder app, and when he went to court, and I mentioned that I hope that the court, just to recap, this is a gentleman from the Netherlands. who asked a Dutch court for a legal age change. His argument was that while he was technically 69 years old, he felt 20 years younger, and that age difference was hurting him both in his work life and on Tinder. But the court has issued its ruling, and Radelbaan will have to remain 69 in the eyes of the law. The court said Radelbaan was free to feel and act 20 years younger, but amending his date of birth mending his date of birth would cause 20 years of records to vanish from the register of births, deaths, marriages, and registered partnerships. This would have a variety of undesirable legal and societal implications. The court added that with certain rights like the ability to marry or drink tied to age, being able to change one's birth date would render those laws meaningless. So good on this court for telling him stay 69. I mean, I'm 48 years old, and I think we all wish to be younger, but I don't think I want to. I don't use Tinder. I'm married, happily married. But I wouldn't really use an app to, if I was single, I wouldn't even remotely want to go into, fake my age. Because I think that there are some people do that, you know, on different profiles. I think with personal ads, they not only do they change their age, but their photo and what they do for a living, for the profession. I mean, that's silly. I mean, be you. So this gentleman should be himself, and he's a motivational speaker from this article. So if he's supposed to inspire people, you know, I mean, I don't get it. I just, when I saw this article, you know, a few weeks ago, again, on episode 2, I was wondering why. And I was hoping that the court would see past that. And so good on the court that, that he's going to stay 69. All right, that'll wrap it up for this week's episode of GNC Week in Review. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to subscribe over on GNCweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, your favorite podcast app, or you can listen on Stitcher, TuneIn, or Spotify. I would love to hear from the GNC WIR listeners, so please email me at gncweekly@gmail.com. I am at episode 5. Please let me know how I'm doing. Is it too short, too long? I'm looking at my 22 minutes. I'm trying to get the episodes roughly around 30 minutes. I'm under by 8 minutes. It's a short episode. I hope I bring a lot of good tech news for this past week. So I'm going to try to, you know, put in more in. But again, I would love to hear from everyone. I had 80 when I was checking my download stats, and I'm a new podcaster, so everything's a little new to me. And I was checking my stats, and I'm at, so far, 84 downloads. And this is my, and as of today, and I was checking earlier. So hopefully, spread the word, about the podcast. I would love to share it on Facebook or Twitter. Google Plus is going away in a year, supposedly. So if you're on Google Plus, please share the episode. Love to hear from feedback. I love to hear the feedback, good or bad or indifferent. I'm human. I can take I take it all. So I would love to hear from everyone. So please, any comments, suggestions. I added a few things. Like the week before, I added in a new segment. added a segment. GNC Week in Review and What's Trending on Twitter and on YouTube. I keep an eye on that each week. So there's other suggestions people have, more information about social media, more tech news about besides Google, video streaming, you name it. I'd be more than happy to incorporate that into each episode. Now, speaking of incorporating things, I guess, maybe. So, coming in 2 weeks, I'm going to have a special edition of GNC Week in Review, where it's going to be GNC Year in Review. 2018 is going to have all the top stories from 2018, all the stuff going on with Facebook, all the stuff that's going on with Google, lot of news, and I'll give you a preview. You can pull up a preview right now. If you give me a second, because I was working on the lineup for that episode, and I'm going to pull it up right now. Okay, there we go. Okay, got news from the best apps of 2018 for Android. Amazon's top products from 2018, best Chromebooks of 2018. I mentioned Twitter, Twitter year in review from 2018. Spotify's playlist of 2018. So there's, so those are just a few that I'm working on for that episode. So again, it will be 2 weeks from today. But today, 2 weeks from today, so that will be Friday, December 21st. It'll be a special edition of GNC Week in Review, where it's going to be GNC Year in Review 2018. So you do not want to miss it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you all soon.